It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
But Bernstein's family actually has come out with a statement said that they were okay with it.
Yeah, they have. His three kids took to X, about it. And they said that they're very upset because Bradley Cooper, along every step of his amazing journey, consulted with them. It breaks our hearts to see any misrepresentations or misunderstandings. What just happened?
We found another gorilla video.
I just showed George a video.
Oh my god!
Two gorillas screwing around in the rain. One's bugging the other one, and the other one didn't have it.
He didn't want to have any of it.
I knew if I showed it to him that it would stop down the segment.
I'm sorry, Robert.
Sorry, a man Bradley with Cooper. The body of a giant and the brain of a child.
I'm going to say this. Shouldn't they have a problem with the production company more than Bradley Cooper? He was just told what to put
Let's
on.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Why didn't y'all take me to the hospital? I clearly had emphysema last year.
Yeah, that didn't.
Your lungs sounded bad.
So bad. Yes, the e-break brought to us by Crawford Services, AC, and Plumbing. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on it. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is from The Invasion. Man, it seems like, was it just a week ago that Donnie was up for an e-break? He's up for it again. Last week he gave us this amazing phrase that's swept the nation this week called Hurry House.
This surely rings true, Matt. There's never a dull moment with our teams. We love this time of year, even the cold temperatures. We can't control the wins and the losses or the weather, but the great team at Maverick Windows is here to help you have your house comfortable no
hurry
matter yeah I don't know what I'm saying
hurry your house.
To keep your house comfortable no matter the weather.
That's right. We've seen the team at Maverick Windows in action.
So we all had a good laugh about that last
hurry
week
your house
and hurry your house has been quite the catchphrase this week. I've had that ringing in my brain now for 7 days. So we were talking about hurry your house, and Donnie came up with another one this week.
A lot of Cowboys, of course, the news about Dak officially getting surgery. We'll talk about that at 10:30 because right off the top, we will be joined by Greg McElroy.
Right off the top.
Right, yes. Off the top. It's okay. The only time
he's
can got do
to
it.
Catch a flight. He's going to Bristol for the playoff ranking release
tonight.
You know,
he's always,
always
got to
be on that unveiling
show.
Got to try to make time for us.
Man, he's
before he gets on his
time,
private jet.
They talk college football. They have to have Greg on.
Yeah,
the show.
I think he'll be probably in the limo.
I would assume,
in the limo,
yes.
On the way there, maybe sipping on a mimosa as he makes his way to the airport.
Sipping on a 15-minute window.
Sipping on a mimosa.
Hurry up, house.
Sipping on a mimosa.
I did say that quickly. Why did I say it so fast? Hey, what's going on with me now?
We got a lyric. This is great.
Now I'm okay, self-conscious about everything.
We'll incorporate that into
the sipping on a mimosa.
Here on my sofa.
Hurry up, house.
With a mimosa.
Hurry up, house.
Man, he did say that fast, and it's become a new drop on The Invasion.
Sipping on a mimosa.
So, yeah, we make a full-length song out of Hurry Your House. We'll have to have Sipping on a Mimosa as a part of that, as Donnie is candidate number one. Candidate number two, this is pretty amazing. So, when Work in Progress goes on the air on Sunday morning, apparently EA will hang out and just participate in the show. Sometimes for hours, they'll just sit in the control room and just be a part of the show. So here's Monty trying to give the update, unfortunately, on his fight with cancer. And Monty was cracking some dark jokes about when he had a bout with this as a child, and he would get cards, and he made a joke about that. But then EA jumps in and just e-breaks the whole thing.
And I was like, I know what it's going to say. It's going to say, you know, you got this, slugger.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be,
we're there for you.
If you don't, you know, whatever, all kids go to heaven.
Boy, that's a bleak message to send to some kid with cancer.
Holy hell.
That'll be okay.
Worst case scenario.
When the cancer finishes ravaging your body, the corpse that remains here on Earth will probably get eaten by worms, but your soul will go to heaven.
Allegedly.
But you don't even read that because you're looking for money.
I was just waiting for the check to fall out so that I could buy Halo.
Not all kids go to heaven. You know those killer ones?
Like who?
I watch those documentaries.
Which documentaries?
Which ones?
Killer ones.
What?
Again, which ones?
The ones, you know, on the documentary stuff and all that. The killer ones.
You're listening to our friend Justin Montemayor talk about his cancer diagnosis, but we've also got EA here.
I'm more upset now than I was when he told me I had stage 4 cancer.
He woke up from his nap to say that.
All of the color has drained from Monty's face since EA started talking.
I haven't
even
had chemo yet, and already you drained my life.
Did a clump of hair just fall out? God. You didn't even touch your head, and your hair is just clumping out.
What's happening to my other leg? Oh, no.
Did anyone explain EA? He is...
What did he mean, kids on the documentaries?
I have no idea.
Kids in the documentaries. I think he means like school shooters.
Okay.
That's what I'm guessing.
Of course.
Okay.
Well, he had three chances to maybe mention what the documentaries were about.
He not only stopped a whole station down, he made Monty decide to forego chemo now.
Yeah.
Everyone just lost all
take
life
treatment
force.
From EA.
Yeah.
What a bizarre minute and a half that was. So there's EA as candidate number two. Candidate number three comes to us from the Hardline. It's Davey Lane, who went sideways in a live spot.
Not to mention sides like sausage stuffing, butter whipped potatoes, macaroni and cheese, mustard, parmesan, cauliflower, the new fig and Marcona Marcona almond baked brie. And desserts. Don't forget desserts. They have all of the pies, of course, but then the new pumpkin cheesecake with gingerbread crust. It's amazing. Please check out Eatsies for your Thanksgiving celebration. Make it a part of your tradition starting this year. But if you have someone transitioning at the table, this will make everything go smoother.
Yeah.
Well, it was a white knuckle ride from the very beginning.
Almond
was...
got him, that turned into olive, and then tradition turned into transition.
He asked himself about three or four questions about what he was saying.
I love that, too. Olive.
Go Dave.
All right, one more time.
Not to mention sides like sausage stuffing, butter whipped potatoes, macaroni and cheese, mustard, parmesan, cauliflower, the new fig and Marcona Marcona almond baked brie and desserts. Don't forget desserts. They have all of the pies, of course, but then the new pumpkin cheesecake with gingerbread crust. It's amazing. Please check out Eatsies for your Thanksgiving celebration. Make it a part of your tradition starting this year. But if you have someone transitioning at the table, this will make everything go smoother.
Oh, man, that's funny. Okay. So is it Donnie? Is it EA?
Wow, I didn't make this. I thought I was going to be in this.
For what?
You guys didn't hear. I wasn't aware of this. All of us missed this when it happened on the show.
We were notified. It didn't stop the show down because we didn't
notice. Yeah, I guess
technically
it was an e-break, but I'll play it here for you from the computer here, Tyler. See if you noticed, Georgia, what happened. I think that was the first one that we saw because we went to go see that. When my mom was like about to give birth to my younger daughter, and I think my dad may have taken us to go see that movie while mom was at the hospital.
I did get sent that one, and I did not catch it at the time.
All three of us missed it when I said it.
Yeah, your mom was about to give birth.
The word should be sister,
your sister, your baby sister.
What was going on in your family?
Sure. That was when we lived in Mississippi. So
okay, that explains it.
Yeah, we all thought that was normal. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I remember that. All right, so is it Donnie, EA, or Dave? 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Oh, no.
Hello.
Yeah.
What are my choices again?
Okay, die. Okay. You're just not with it. You can either die or be dead. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Good morning, musers!
Who's this?
It is I, the Parker County Sizzler, and my vote is...
Mama say, 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 mama wins.
Hey, Junior, it's Cruz and Lita with a vote for Davey's transition. But I wanted to ask you if you thought at the time any of the sexually active kids from Azle were hot.
Well, no, because they were three boys.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, I guess some all of right. the camp girls would have found them hot. I certainly
you witnessed, can find whoever you want
I
to be
certainly
hot.
Witnessed one of the camp counselors finding them hot.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh. All right. Way too much.
I'm telling you, it was
you had a
scarring.
Messed up upbringing.
I did not have a messed up upbringing, but that camp trip was somewhat scarring.
Your mom gave birth to your daughter. What are you talking about, Gordon?
Yeah, really. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, this is Cal Bear.
Hey, Cal Bear.
I was the one breaking into those cars in California.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
The one that gave the elbow to the passenger side window. Yeah. Okay, who you vote for?
Well, the radio was on in the last one, and I only heard the last choice, but people that speak English don't sound like that guy Dave out here in California, so I vote for that as being horrible radio.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir, or thank you, Bear. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Musers.
Hey.
Boy, I'll tell you, this morning during News in the News, it was a veritable who's who all-star lineup from lower heaven primates, Grape Ape, Bubbles, Whiplash, Dez's Monkey, Dallas. I was going to vote for transitioning Dave, but I got to vote for Oedipus Gordo.
Oh, well.
As a write-in candidate?
I guess you could write in Gordo if you want to. But, yeah. Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, morning, boys. I just want to congratulate Craig on his first place morning news pick so far this year.
Hey, thank
That's
you.
Very exciting.
Appreciate that.
We're all excited.
Yeah, and I'll take Davey for the win.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for a transitioning Thanksgivings with an undervote for Gordo's Incestual Baby and Hooter Brown.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Ooh, this is a tough one, but I'm going to have to vote so hard and so strong for Giorgio's UNT taint tattoo.
You got that still?
No, I don't.
I thought you had that removed.
I never had one. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, guys. It's Jimmy with Baker Brothers.
Okay.
Are you about to thank a former athlete?
Hey, yeah, I have my BBC spokesman here, Mike Singletary. He'd like to vote.
Okay.
Hey, Jimmy, some of them women might think BBC is wrong. BBC means Baker Brothers.
Okay. All right. We've gone far enough with that bit. Hi, you're on Ticket AM, FM, and Stream.
Hey, boys, E-Break Man, and Donnie's phrase sounds like a breakfast item the Red Hot Chili Peppers would order. I have eggs benedict and mimosa.
Thank you, E-Break Man. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello, George.
Is this the real Brandon?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll take Donovan.
Okay. At least he bailed out.
Yeah, at least he gave up that ghost quickly.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah. I'd like to pre-vote for George's Engorged Vulva and then a real vote for Davey's transition.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. And don't laugh at that. Don't laugh at that.
What?
Davey wins.
Not to mention sides like sausage stuffing, butter whipped potatoes, macaroni and cheese, mustard, parmesan, cauliflower, the new fig and Marcona Marcona almond baked brie, and desserts. Don't forget desserts. They have all of the pies, of course, but then the new pumpkin cheesecake with gingerbread crust. It's amazing. Please check out Eatsy's for your Thanksgiving celebration. Make it a part of your tradition. Starting this year.
I mean,
but if you have someone transitioning at the table, this will make everything go smoother.
How many wins is that for Dave?
That is Dave's 20th e-brake win. He is now 117 behind the all-time leader, Norman, transitioning to Elizabeth Hitzkus.